Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 51. Eternal mind the potter is, and thought the eternal clay. The hand that fashions is divine. His works pass not away. Man is the noblest work of God, his beauty, power, and grace immortal, perfect as his mind, reflected face to face. Hymn number 51. Dale from Virginia will read from the scriptures.
Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The godly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms chapter 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 153. In thee, my God and Savior, forevermore the same, my spirit hath rejoicing, for holy is thy name. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Sing all in glad accord. Praise him who lifts the lowly, for faithful is his word. I magnify and bless thee, for faithful is thy word. Hymn number 153.
Thank you.
welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had a really good one this morning, so if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and it will also be available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number. Many of our students do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. That means that if you don't live in the area but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. Just call the church number. We will give you the number for the Sunday school, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings, lives literally transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. One more announcement. This Thursday, May 21st, we will have a meeting of the membership. And that will take place at 8 p.m. East Coast time. So if you, for the members, if you are not going to be able to attend in person, you will be able to attend through the church number, the regular church number. And that will be this Thursday, May 21st at 8 p.m. for members. This means also that we will not have the regular 9 o'clock watch that evening, but we will have the 10 o'clock watch. We have 21 different websites in 21 different languages. So the healing power of Christian Science is reaching people around the world, often in a language that they understand. And we're very grateful for those of you who help translate and provide things for articles, lessons, all kinds of things to people around the world on our websites. And everything that we provide on all of our websites is provided free of charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And that is why we are very grateful to those of you who support us financially, that enables us to provide so much to people around the world through our websites. I would like to point out an article that's being featured now on our English language website that is an excellent article entitled Sight by an A. Kroger. If you have ever wondered or had difficulty with eyesight, read this article. Very healing article. Well, everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
From page 602, Substance of Lungs Restored. It was about 15 years ago that Christian Science first came to my notice. At that time, I had been a chronic invalid for a good many years. I had acute bowel trouble, bronchitis, and a number of other troubles. One physician had told me that my lungs were like wet paper, ready to tear at any time, and I was filled with fear as my mother, two brothers, and a sister had been victims of consumption. I tried many physicians and every material remedy that promised help, but no help came until I found a copy of Mrs. Eddy's book, Science and Health. The book was placed in my hands by one who did not then appreciate it, and I was told that it would be hard for me to understand it. I commenced reading it with this thought, but I caught beautiful glimpses of truth, which took away my fear and healed me of all those diseases, and they have never returned. I would also like to tell how I was healed of a sprained ankle. The accident occurred in the morning, and all that day and during the night, I gave myself Christian Science treatment as best I could. The next morning, it seemed to be no better, being very sore, badly swollen, and much discolored. Feeling that I had done all I could, I decided to stop thinking about it. I took my copy of Science and Health and began reading. Very soon, I became so absorbed in the book that I forgot all about my ankle. It went entirely out of my thought, for I had a glimpse of all God's creation as spiritual, and for the time being lost sight of my material selfhood. After 2 hours, I laid the book down and walked into another room. When next I thought of my ankle, I found it was not hurting me. The swelling had gone down, the black and blue appearance had nearly vanished, and it was perfectly well. It was healed while I was absent from the body and present with the Lord. This experience was worth a great deal to me, for it showed me how the healing is done. By C.H. Portland, Oregon.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 14 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Mortals and Immortals. The golden text is from Psalms. I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. The responsive reading is from Genesis, Psalms, and Job. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him.
Male and female created he them, and blessed them.
And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch.
And Enoch walked with God, after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters.
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace.
And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Hebrews. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. John. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he is born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Mark. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, He came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Luke. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. 1 Corinthians. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Man, in the likeness of God, as revealed in science, cannot help being immortal. Suffering, sinning, dying beliefs are unreal. When divine science is universally understood, they will have no power over man, for man is immortal and lives by divine authority. The sinless joy, the perfect harmony and immortality of life, possessing unlimited divine beauty and goodness, without a single bodily pleasure or pain, constitutes the only veritable, indestructible man, whose being is spiritual. This state of existence is scientific and intact, a perfection discernible only by those who have the final understanding of Christ in divine science. Death can never hasten this state of existence, for death must be overcome, not submitted to, before immortality appears. In the infinitude of mind, matter must be unknown. Symbols and elements of discord and decay are not products of the infinite, perfect, and eternal all. From love, and from the light and harmony which are the abode of spirit, only reflections of good can come. All things beautiful and harmless are ideas of mind. Mind creates and multiplies them, and the product must be mental. The one ego, the one mind or spirit, called God, is infinite individuality, which supplies all form and comeliness, and which reflects reality and divinity in individual spiritual man and things. When we put off the false sense for the true and see that sin and mortality have neither principle nor permanency, we shall learn that sin and mortality are without actual origin or rightful existence. As mortals begin to understand spirit, they give up the belief that there is any true existence apart from God. Mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action. Mind is the same life, love, and wisdom, yesterday and today and forever. Man, governed by immortal mind, is always beautiful and grand. Each succeeding year unfolds wisdom, beauty, and holiness. Life is eternal. We should find this out and begin the demonstration thereof. Life and goodness are immortal. Let us then shape our views of existence into loveliness, freshness, and continuity, rather than into age and blight. Immortality, exempt from age or decay, has a glory of its own, the radiance of soul. Immortal men and women are models of spiritual sense, drawn by perfect mind and reflecting those higher conceptions of loveliness which transcend all material sense. Comeliness and grace are independent of matter. Being possesses its qualities before they are perceived humanly. Beauty is a thing of life, which dwells forever in the eternal mind and reflects the charms of his goodness in expression, form, outline, and color. It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness. Knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the Master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feet to the lame, thus bringing to light the scientific action of the divine mind on human minds and bodies, and giving a better understanding of soul and salvation. Jesus healed sickness and sin by one and the same metaphysical process. If it is true that nerves have sensation, that matter has intelligence, that the material organism causes eyes to see and ears to hear, then when the body is dematerialized, these faculties must be lost, for their immortality is not in spirit. Whereas the fact is that only through dematerialization and spiritualization of thought Can these faculties be conceived of as immortal? Immortal and spiritual facts exist apart from the mortal and material conception. God good is self-existent and self-expressed. Sound is a mental impression made on mortal belief. The ear does not really hear. Divine science reveals sound as communicated through the senses of soul, through spiritual understanding. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins, which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. If the medium of hearing is wholly spiritual, it is normal and indestructible. If Enoch's perception had been confined to the evidence before his material senses, he could never have walked with God, nor been guided into the demonstration of life eternal. How transient a sense of mortal sight, when a wound on the retina may end the power of light and lens. But the real sight or sense is not lost. Neither age nor accident can interfere with the senses of soul, and there are no other real senses. It is evident that the body as matter has no sensation of its own, and there is no oblivion for soul and its faculties. Spirit senses are without pain, and they are forever at peace. Nothing can hide from them the harmony of all things and the might and permanence of truth. If spirit, soul, could sin or be lost, then being and immortality would be lost, together with all the faculties of mind. But being cannot be lost while God exists. Spiritual vision is not subordinate to geometric altitudes. Whatever is governed by God is never for an instant deprived of the light and might of intelligence and life. Human theories are helpless to make man harmonious or immortal, since he is so already, according to Christian Science. Our only need is to know this and reduce to practice the real man's divine principle, love. We must form perfect models in thought and look at them continually, or we shall never carve them out in great and noble lives. Let us accept science, relinquish all theories based on sense testimony, give up imperfect models and elusive ideals, and so let us have one God, one mind, and that one perfect, producing his own models of excellence. Let the male and female of God's creating appear. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true science of being.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 35. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the perfect light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high, be near, Day star in my heart appear. Hymn number 35.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 350. Through the love of God our Savior, all will be well. Free and changeless is his favor, all must be well. Precious is the love that healed us, perfect is the grace that sealed us. Strong the hand stretched forth to shield us, all is well. Hymn number 350.
Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Amen.